We are back, EAFL Radio, sponsored by the EAFL, of course, EAFLMadden.com. It's me, Kamish T., the overseer of the EAFL, here again to host what should be a very exciting 2 hours, coming off a very, very scintillating Players Bowl, really Players Bowl 2, done in Philly yesterday. You know, the EAFL was there strong. We're going to talk about our involvement at Players Bowl. We're going to talk about the crew that we sent down, unofficially known as Team EAFL, although I don't know what name we would come up with for the future. So we're going to talk a lot about Players Bowl tonight. We're going to talk about what's going on with the league. I have a major announcement that is going to directly impact the Madden community and specifically the EAFL, and that announcement will be made shortly. And, you know, we'll touch on some NFL news, time permitting. And we're going to be here for 2 hours, so kick back, relax, enjoy. It's good to be back. The weekly show is really coming on strong. I get a lot of emails and comments during the week about the show. And it's funny that as I troll the message boards, I see other Madden entities talking about doing a radio show. And I'm not saying that they're, you know, copying the EAFL. We certainly didn't create this idea. But it's just interesting that this was not a concept widely used, and I've seen at least 3 other entities mention the possibility of doing a radio show. So, hey, you know, more power to you. The first thing I want to do is clear the air. Yesterday and today, I spent a lot of time on our message boards and a lot of time on another site's message board and just really following what went on with the Players Bowl. And I posted some things today on the league's message board about 2 of our members. And, without getting into a lot of the specifics, I know what I was trying to say. It probably didn't come out right. I've had some conversations with Casper. I've had some conversations with Bama. And, I just want to squash that misunderstanding. If either of those 2 guys want to talk to me offline and really understand where I was coming from and where my frustrations were over the last couple of days, we can talk about it. But publicly, I want to apologize if anything that I said was offensive or hurtful. That's not my intention. So with that said, let's move on to talking about some things that are going on. The first thing that I wanted to just mention, this is kind of something I wanted to mention a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't get to mention it. It just was an oversight. But a lot of people in the EAFL are big wrestling fans. And we have witnessed what I think, and you never know in wrestling. There's always a new storyline, and there's always something. You know, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. But it appears that Ric Flair has finally decided to retire and is done wrestling. And that doesn't mean that you won't see him back in the ring, because we never know. But with what I've seen over the last few weeks, it seems that he's done retiring. And I just felt that since so many of the guys are wrestling fans, that I would just mention that, you know, if you didn't get to really watch Ric Flair in his prime, the guy that you all saw over the last 4 or 5 years, that's not Ric Flair. That's an old, washed-up Ric Flair, and nothing personal, but, you know, that's kind of like watching Michael Jordan with the Wizards. You saw flashes, but if you didn't watch Michael Jordan win, you know, those championships with the Bulls, and you didn't see Michael Jordan, Ric Flair in his heyday was simply the best. He was the best performer, the best entertainer. He was the man everybody loved to hate. He would get under your skin. I will never forget when he came into the WWE, which was the WWF back then. And it was bigger than life to see Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan together. They had been in separate companies for so many years, and you had Ric Flair in Eric Bischoff's group, WCW, and you had Hulk Hogan in the WWF, and to see them together was just bigger than life. And so I just wanted to, you know, props to Ric Flair for 30-plus years of entertaining guys like me and all the wrestling fans. I hope he stays retired, and I hope we can see him in other capacities in wrestling. I think he's still a great, great wrestling personality, and I just wanted to, congratulate him on a great career and wish him well in retirement. And like I said, I hope he stays retired. But moving on, let's talk a little bit about the league, and let's talk about some Madden stuff. I did find out something fairly interesting, that the EA Sports people have decided to discontinue Madden for the PC, for the personal computer. So Madden 09 will not be on the PC platform. And as we wonder the future of current gen, the PS2 for, you know, specifically, I just wonder if this isn't a sign towards the PS2 maybe being next. I have no reason to believe that there won't be a PS2 version for 09, but with the PC being continued, it certainly raises some interesting questions about the future of current gen. You know, certainly they're not going to continue to put out a product that doesn't sell well, and with the popularity of the 360 platform, and with the PS3 game rumored to go to 60 frames per second like the 360, I just can't imagine that they're going to want to continue to put a lot of resources into the PS2. But I guess we'll see. So thought I'd mention that so everybody really got a sense of it. We're waiting on some guys to call in, so I don't want to start talking about Players Bowl until we get some calls from some of the participants at Players Bowl. We had, I believe, 8, maybe 9 EAFL members there. We were represented to the fullest, and there was really some good stuff that went on yesterday. But I would prefer, since I was not there, that anyone who was a part of Players Bowl to really be able to relay their experience and talk about it, as opposed to me trying to recite some of the stories that I've heard. Let's go to the league, and let's just take a quick look at the standings. Another week has gone by, and the 360 League has 1 week left to go. It ends a week from tomorrow, which I believe is the 21st of April at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And, guys, get your games in. You want to be at 12 games tomorrow, and you want to be at 16 at the end of the season to not have to suffer any penalties. And so let's just take a quick look and see. Let's start with the NFC this time as we did the AFC last time. S-Jack having Xbox 360 problems. I'm not sure where he sits. He hasn't played a game, but he did post that he was having problems with his 360. So he's still at 12-1, still clearly, you know, actually has clinched the division. And so now it's really just about him finishing his season. But as long as he gets his 16 in, he's won the division. Primetime King, we played one game. If you remember last week, he was 8-6, and we had a doubleheader, and we managed to get one game in that he did win. I believe it, if I remember correctly, it went into overtime. But it was a very competitive game, but he did pull out the win, so that puts him at 9-6. I was 3-2 last week, and I lost three, and now I've won two out of my three. So I'm sitting at 5-6. So mathematically, I still have a shot at the playoffs if you look around the conference. You know, but there's still a lot of games to be played. We'll see. In the NFC North, Too Cool sitting at 10-3. Too Cool was at Players Bowl yesterday, and so we hope to hear from him. Ride Dog is sitting at 8-4, still got a shot at a playoff spot. Live for the Game sitting at 4-3, needs to pick up his pace playing some games, but still certainly in the mix. Moving down to the NFC South, Lance at 10-5. Needs to play one more game. Certainly looks good for the playoffs. If he wins that one, 11-5, almost a lock at 10-6. We'd have to see. JBev is at 3-2. Concerned, you know, is he going to finish the season? Would be the concern with 11 games to play. You know, I'm pretty sure Kamish Tiki is going to be looking at that real close. Strife is at 5-5. We'll see what happens with Strife. Could go either way with them. NFC West has the boys at 4-1. Now, the boys did take a break to get ready for Players Bowl. We anticipate him coming back strong this week to finish out his season. Should be able to win his division as the next closest competitor is Toshomi with the Seahawks at 4-7. So that would be kind of a recap on where the NFC is. I'm just checking out the chat room real quick. We have 11 users in the chat room. Let me say hello to everybody in the chat room. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. If you have any questions or comments, just go ahead and throw them up there, and I'll be sure to check back in with you guys shortly. Moving back to the EAFL standings, let's see. Quickly, as I see, I do have a couple of callers. Quickly, let's look at the AFC. Bama's sitting at 13-1. pretty much locked his division up. The AFC North has Seoul at 8-3, Calvi at 6-2, Tiki at 9-5. Still wide open AFC North. AFC South, Keegan Brick at 7-6, the franchise at 5-5. Seems like that one will go right down to the last game. And in the AFC West, Casper's at 10-3. He's already won his division and just waiting to see where his seed will be once he finishes out his season. So even though there's a lot of games played, we still have a lot of unanswered questions as to who's going to make it to the playoffs. Probably have at least half the league that's still in a position to get into a playoff spot. So should be an exciting last week of the season. Let's go to the phone. I see I have Coach K, so let me get Coach K on. Coach K.
What's going on, T?
Welcome to the show. How are you?
All right. Just a little tired, but, you know, I'm good.
I was going to say, have you recovered from the trip?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Hey, before I have another caller, I'm gonna allow to come on the show too. But before I grab, I think that might be Too Cool. That's trying to come on. Before I grab Too Cool, I was told that you developed a couple of nicknames while you were in Philly. I heard this. Now, this is a rumor, okay? But I heard you developed a couple of nicknames down in Philly. And one of the nicknames had something to do with being a toilet clogger, I heard.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that true?
Nah, I attribute it to a faulty toilet.
Yeah, I think so. I was going to say, you know, sometimes in the hotels, these things happen in hotels where, you know, The dynamics and the design of the hotel is just not conducive to, you know, anyway, the other nickname that I heard was Ofer.
Now,
Ofer? Ofer, yeah, I heard Ofer. Now,
who that name?
I can't reveal my sources. You know, as a bona fide member of the media now, you know, if I reveal my sources, they cut me off and I can't get more information. So, but how many tournaments? You were the tournament king down in Philly. How many different tournaments did you sign up for?
Three.
Okay, and how successful were you, my friend? But you had a lot of fun, though, right?
I had a lot of fun.
All right, that's what counts. That would count. I'm just messing with you, Coach K. Welcome to the show. Let me grab this next caller. Welcome to the show. Is this Too Cool?
Yeah, it is.
All right, welcome to the show, Too Cool. Thanks for calling in. I've got Coach K on with us. So you guys were both down at Players Bowl yesterday, and Too Cool, you actually well, first of all, let's back up for a minute. Let's back up. Let's back up even before the Players Bowl. The DC Bama decided to do a pre-Players Bowl tournament, and that was called the Bama Bowl. And Too Cool, tell me a little bit about the Bama Bowl.
Well, the first game I got matched up with the boys. It was a six-player tournament, so two people got byes. That'd be Coach and Tiki got byes. And the first round I got matched up with the boys, and it was a hell game, pretty much. It came down, I scored late and went for two to go up 38-30. And then he ended up coming back and scoring, but I stuffed him on the two-point conversion to win 38-36.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then I got Coach K in the second game, and we all know that'll be a blowout.
We love you, Coach K.
Yeah, and then third game I got Bama in the finals. And that was also a hell game. We just went back and forth the entire time. And then coming down in the last minute, I was up three. Yeah, I was up three. And Bama was on like my 40, somewhere around there. And it hit Stallworth deep for a touchdown with 16 seconds left.
Wow.
So I got the ball with 10 seconds left. First pass was incomplete. The second pass was a rocket catch and to Malcolm Floyd. And he just ran around three guys and took it in for the touchdown from my own 23-yard line. So
how much time was left on the clock when you scored?
There's 5 seconds left, and I scored as time expired.
Wow.
From my own 23-yard line, and Bama, you can call it a choke, or you can call it the most clutch play in history.
Wow. Wow. So the Bama Bowl actually got down to Bama and you. You won the first annual or the first honorary, because I don't know if it'll be once a year or for every tournament, but you won the first honorary Bama Bowl. So congratulations on that. Now, is it coincidental that you and Bama played for the championship in the Bama Bowl? And from what I understand, you were also the two that made it straight to the playoffs at Players Bowl.
I don't think it's coincidence at all. We were both pretty tough all day, and we played just like we did the night before, and we did both pretty well in our round robins.
Okay. All right. Coach K, can you explain to everybody, and, you know, you don't have to necessarily go into detail, but can you explain everybody just kind of what is Players Bowl? Just give, you know, there's people out there that might be listening and, you know, may not understand what is this Players Bowl that this guy is talking about. I know what Madden is. I know it's a online, you know, you can play online or you can play head-to-head against someone and play football, but what is this Players Bowl? Can you just give people a quick one on what Players Bowl is?
Well, Players Bowl is basically considered – using like an analogy that the a term like a PGA term, like sort of like a major among the Madden tournament scene. You know, they had the one that was back in February, and then they had this one to finish off the year. And you know, they also have a Mega Bowl and a couple other tournaments that are run by the BCA, MWS, so on and so forth. And you know, these are tournaments that are ran outside of, you know, the conventional Madden Challenge and so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. Now, how many people would you say participated in the Players Bowl? It's considered, it's a major Madden tournament on the Madden circuit. It attracts mostly, if not all, of the top ballers in the country, you know, will go to the tournament. But how many total participants, you know, would you say were there?
How many participants? It's hard for me to say. I mean, I know there was a lot of people there. I would say in the range of 300 to 400.
That's pretty good. That's a lot of people to go to play all day video game and in a tournament. And what was the setup as far as how do you advance? What do you have to do to advance? Was there win losses, double elimination, point system? What can you tell everybody about the setup of the tournament?
The setup of the tournament, it's a very good setup. I mean, they always, especially the Game Time Philly people, you know, always put out great tournaments. You know, this is something that they've been doing for a very, very long time. You know, the way they had it set up for this tournament, they had it back at the classic place that they usually have it at the Holiday Inn. And, you know, they had, you know, just a, you know, TV set up, you know, had an inner circle of TVs, outer circle perimeter of TVs, you know, chairs, you know, two chairs to each TV. And just, you know, they had the music going, you know, had the, you know, very nice, you know, good security. People registering people, and then also they had like, you know, a little food in the back for everyone wanted to, you know, get their grub on and so on and so forth. So it was very good. You know, it wasn't that people were crowded all in one section of the room or so on and so forth. You know, the only drawback was that ballroom did not have Wi-Fi access. And I know that based on the last time we went to Players Bowl, you know, a lot of us were planning on bringing our laptops to do updates from there using Wi-Fi access, but unfortunately the Holiday Inn didn't have it, so we could access it from the ballroom.
Gotcha. Now, Tukul, you actually made it to the playoffs. Tell everybody how exactly you made it to the playoffs. What did you have to do to actually qualify for the playoffs?
Well, you're in a three-person round robin, so you play each person in your round robin once. And I had Evil and Gares in my round robin, and both are pretty well known. Garrett is known to be a little bit tougher. He's probably known as about the top 10 right now out there. And first game I had Evil, and I 21'd him. There's a 21-point mercy rule, and I won 21-0. And then the second game I got Garrett, and we just went back and forth the entire game. And late, he kicked a field goal to go up 24-18 on me. And I had one timeout left that I didn't even realize I had, actually. And I went down, and 5 seconds left, I was on his 23-yard line. And time expired during that play, too. And I hit Malcolm Floyd in the end zone for a touchdown, and I won 25-24 to advance.
Wow. So you won two straight, and you were in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And explain to everybody... There is a. I'm gonna mute Coach K real quick, as I hear him typing in the background. Explain everybody the system of or the process of buying back. That's not something that you find in the Madden Challenge, but in some of the other tournaments, they allow you to buy back in. Can you explain that to people?
Well, there weren't enough people there to fill up the full 32 spots for the playoffs. So what they do with the empty spots, they have buyback brackets. And whoever wins those buyback brackets takes those empty spots in the playoff bracket.
Okay.
So you pay $40 and you get matched up against other people that bought back.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Just you know, your own opinion. I was on different message boards yesterday, and some people had some differing opinions on allowing someone to buy back in. How do you feel about that?
I have mixed opinions about it also. I don't like how you can lose and still win in the tournament. But in the same situation, let's say it's a 32 spot or a 32 bracket, you could do buys, like have five people. Let's say there's 27 people there, or there's 27 spots filled up in the playoffs, and there's 32 available. You could do five fives.
Okay.
But that could give an unfair advantage to different people just because they had an easy bracket.
Right.
So you just give them the extra money to fill up the pot.
Now, is it
possible... I don't know.
Is it possible that anybody would consider tossing a game so that they had the ability to buy back and get into a different bracket?
I doubt that because what they do, let's say there's 25 full brackets, like no buybacks. Then those 25 get the first 1 through 25 seeds, and the last 7 are for the buyback. So you get matched up against some hard people.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So you made it to the playoffs. And how long was the wait? I did get some calls from Players Bowl. So how long was the wait till you actually got to play the playoff game?
I think I finished my game up against Gears at about 2 o'clock, and playoffs started at 7:30.
Wow. What was going on? Was it just more round robins going on and on and on in that time period, or?
Well, yeah, I had an early round robin, and then they did all the buyback brackets too.
Okay.
And then they had to finish up. They had to finish up some other games, and then they finally started at 7:30.
Gotcha. All right, so tell us about your game. Tell us about your playoff game.
I got off to a really rough start. I think he went up 17-0 in the first half. And
who'd you play?
I settled down. The kid Josh, the guy who eventually
kid
won.
Josh. Okay.
I was down 17-0 in the first half, and then I calmed down, started making my reads right. I came back, made it 17-10, and I missed the onside kick, and he ended up clocking me in the fourth quarter. Milking the clock, and then he ended up winning 17-10.
Gotcha. So you lost to the eventual champion.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good that you can say, well, you know, the guy who beat me won it all? Does it make you feel like, wow, you know, look how close I was? You know, had I done a couple of things differently, you know, maybe that could have been me.
A little bit of both. I mean, So usually after these type of tournaments, I'm bitter about my loss because maybe the next guy lost in the next game. But this one, it did feel a little bit better because he lost or he won it all. But then watching his games, he barely won those games that he had, and I felt like I could have taken some of those games. I just didn't match up against them very well.
Okay. Now, what teams were you seeing used a lot down at Players Bowl? What were the dominant teams or the teams that most people were using?
I would say the Patriots were still the most used, and the Chargers were a close second. And there's a few Cowboys, and there's a couple Jaguars scattered around, too.
Okay. And were there any, you know, what kind of rules did they have as far as gameplay? Were there any rules or any restrictions, gameplay things you couldn't do or substitutions or anything like that?
Yeah, substitution-wise, you could only sub position for position, except in a couple circumstances. You could change safeties for corners and vice versa. You could change middle linebackers for outside linebackers and vice versa, and halfbacks for fullbacks. Those were the only three you could do. And then gameplay-wise, there's a couple glitches you couldn't use, like wide receiver double pass, fake wide receiver screen, and the offsides glitch.
Okay.
And I think those were the only three rules. There might be a couple more I think I'm missing, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts or any other comments from your experience at Players Bowl?
It was really nice meeting all the guys from the EAFL, and hopefully we can do it again. Maybe meet up at a couple Madden challenges or something like that.
All right, all right. Did you catch the beginning of the show where I posted it and I also gave you and the boys my public apology?
I've seen the post, but I just got home. I seriously just got home like 15 minutes ago. I didn't hear it.
All right, well, we'll talk more later. I'll explain what was going on with me. Before I let you go, I see that there's another Players Bowl representative that's just getting on the phone. So let me keep you on a little bit longer since we got another Players Bowl guy coming on. And this is not a stranger to, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to say this is a guy that everybody knows, but clearly when you talk about the EAFL and when you talk about, you know, who has gone out into the tournament scene and caught people by storm, the DC Bama has certainly, with his Elite Eight performance at the first Players Bowl, and then him and you also making it to the playoffs straight through, you know, directly to the playoffs without losing. Yesterday, you know, we're beginning to see some consistency. So, Bama, welcome to EAFL Radio.
Hey, man, thanks, T. Like to congratulate Tukul on his clutch performance though yesterday. Not yesterday, Friday night.
Both of them. Thank you.
Yeah, both of them.
All right. I'm going to see if Coach K's done typing, and maybe he can join us too. Coach K, are you still typing, or are you back with us?
I'm back with you.
All right. So currently, just to update all the listeners, we've got Coach K, we've got Tukul, and we've got Bama, all three representing the EAFL at the Players Bowl yesterday, all playing in the first honorary Bama Bowl Friday night. And Coach K actually not only just playing Madden, but also played in the NBA Live tournament and played in the NCAA tournament. Now, Coach K, rumor has it you played a very well-known Madden guy in NCAA. Who was your NCAA opponent?
Oh, no, I didn't play Big G. He almost got in. He was trying to get himself and four other people to play, but they didn't want to. So, you know, I escaped that. You know, they were scared of me.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll tell anybody, you know, if you want to see a well-run, well-organized league, Coach K, you know, as EAFL 360 commissioner, or, I'm sorry, EAFL Europe 360 commissioner, EAFL NCAA commissioner, and co-owner, I might add, of the NCAA league, one of the most organized commissioners you're ever going to find out there. So, you know, what you might not see on the field, you will definitely see in the front office. So hats off to Coach K and the work that he does. Bama.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where do we begin? Do you want to talk about the you know, let's talk about the Bama Bowl first. Let's talk about the first honorary Bama Bowl. And let's just go right to the end of the game. What happened?
I got the ball back. I think it was like a minute left, right, Tukul? Like at my 5-yard line or something.
Yeah, you're on your own 5-yard line. That was crazy.
Yeah, I'm on my own 5, and then I just marched down the field and score with Stallworth, and with like 16 seconds to go, the whole room was just going crazy right there. And then I guess the boys thought it was over, and then I kick it off, and then, you know, Tyler just tries to hit Malcolm Floyd, and, you know, it was an incomplete pass. And then he goes back to him again, and then he just rocket catches, and my guy just whips on it. Rodney Harrison, mind you, who I put there just for the rocket catch, and he whiffs on it. And not only does he whiff on it, he lets Malcolm Floyd, was it Malcolm Floyd, right, Tyler?
Yeah, it was.
Malcolm Floyd runs all the way 70-something yards for the win. Nobody could catch him from the Patriots. And the whole room went crazy after that. And
wow.
I just put my shirt over my head. I mean, the truth is, though, I was going to give him the $50 regardless. But I just wanted him to play hard, you know, so I could get his best. He didn't know that he was going to win the 50 regardless, but I just wanted him to play his best. And I got Tyler's best, and, you know, he beat me at the end.
Well, you know, and let me say this, you know, as I hear the stories coming out of Players Bowl, and we're going to talk more about your experience in a minute there, Bama, you know, this is what makes the Madden community great for everybody. There's so many stories, you know. For all of us old school guys, there was Curtis Blow, you know, had a rap song called 8 Million Stories, and he said there's 8 million stories in the Naked City. And, you know, there's so many stories around Madden. And if you're just picking up the game and sitting home by yourself playing franchise all day, hey, good, great. But you're missing so much out there. There's so much Madden. There's so much Madden activity. There's local tournaments. There's national tournaments. There's getting together with guys and forming crews. There's online leagues. I mean, it is a world upon itself. And age doesn't matter, whether you're 12 or whether you're 112, it really doesn't matter. I'm an old guy. I'm an old school guy, and I love the game, and there's a lot of us out there, and there's a lot of young guys and everything in the middle, and this is what it's all about. Think about it. You know, 7 or 8 guys getting together in a hotel room doing a little tournament before a big tournament, and think about the fun and thinking about excitement. So, guys, if you're out there listening and you're wondering what this is all about, you can start by checking us out at EAFLMadden.com. But you know what? Go to Google and just put in Madden. Just put in Madden NFL 08, and you're going to find more sites out there and find a place that you can call home. And I'll tell you, your Madden experience will increase. But that said, Bama, let's talk about Players Bowl. Talk to me about, you know, your first couple of games.
I was bum hunting, to be honest with you. I was just looking for the easiest 2 guys to play. But, I mean, one of the guys was really good, though. But the first guy that I played, he was a bum. I think it was like 21-3 at the half. And after that, I was just running the clock out just to make it to the next guy. I didn't want him scouting me or nothing. I just started playing basic stuff, you know, HB slams and stuff, something that I don't never do. And that was it, basically, the first game. And then the second game, I played, you know, the dude that crushed him earlier. He was pretty good. He was just running a lot of full house stuff. And it came down to a 2-point conversion. He went for the 2-point conversion for the win, and I stopped him on it. And that's what got me in the playoffs.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, just to bring everybody up to speed, you know, we had 6 people compete, and 2 of them made it straight to the playoffs. I'm hoping the boys calls in, but the boys did have extensive travel to get back home, so he may not be available to call in. But just to kind of give him a quick shout out, he was a win away from making it to the playoffs, and you know,
he just texted me that his plane just landed, so
okay, all right. All right, so maybe I'll leave that. Maybe we'll see if he can call in before the end of the show, and he can talk about his experience, you know, directly. So you made it to the playoffs, and then according to Tukul, you guys had a pretty long wait before the playoffs. But then who was your opponent?
It was Cyrus the Virus.
Okay.
Which it shouldn't have been Cyrus the Virus, but that's another story.
Well, you know, and for everyone out there, Cyrus is well known in the Madden community. You know, he's considered one of the top ballers out there. You know, or at least a very consistent baller. And I believe he was on the Madden Nation 3 series, if I'm right, Dama. Cyrus was
on.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen him. We've seen him at, you know, we've seen you see him at around the tournament scene. He's well known, and so clearly you knew that you were playing someone who knows how to play the game.
Oh yeah, I knew he was good. No denying that.
All right, so tell us about the game.
It was going good. I mean, we were both locking each other up in the first half. No one could really spot each other. He tried to go for it on a 4th-and-2 in the red zone, and he didn't convert it. Then I was marching down the field, and then Stallworth or Moss, one of them dropped like a crucial 60-yard bomb, and that led it to the halftime. And we just went into the half, you know, knotted up 0-0. And then started the second half, I fullback dive with the best fullback in the game, Stallworth. And lo and behold, he fumbled the ball for me on my own side of the field, and that's what got him his 7 points. And then I get the ball back. I'm marching out the field, and then I hit Washington on a blue route, and he fumbled the ball, and so that got him his 14 points right there. And so now it's the fourth quarter. It's pretty late, and I hit Moss on a quick pass. He runs it, you know, 100 yards basically to the end zone, 14-7. So now I'm just hoping for a stop. But he caught me sleeping on T.O. of all people. He caught me sleeping on him and hit him deep for a touchdown. After that, it was pretty much a wrap, because next drive I was driving again, and then it was a tip interception that got it. So after that, he just milked the clock, and the game was over.
Okay. I'm curious, was he a good sport about the win?
He was a good sport, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of trash talking on both ends, you know. He was talking
trash
back to him.
Trash talk's
yeah,
okay.
John was talking a lot of trash in the back to him, so it was all in fun.
Okay.
You know, I just love the tourney scene. It's a lot of trash talking.
Right. Hey, I do want to give a shout out to Philly Ron. He is a writer for VG Sports, and he stepped into the chat room to show some support. And, you know, as a fellow Madden community member, we love it when other guys from other communities can stop by and say hello, check out the show. And Philly Ron, just want to say thank you. We appreciate you showing us some support. VG Sports runs a quality site. If you're looking for some Madden tips, if you're looking for another Madden community where you can pick up some information, you know, there really is no better site. There's other places to go, but quite honestly, they take Madden apart, and anything that you want to learn about Madden, they save you countless number of hours labbing it. You pick up one of their ebooks, go on their forums, and you know, I'll tell you, it's a great site. And I don't care what anybody says about glitches and this, that, and the other. You know, you play people, they use glitches. You want to learn the counter, go to VG. The counter is going to be there for you to learn. So want to give props up to VG Sports. Philly Ron, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate the support. Earlier I also saw, I believe, I missed his name, but someone from Gamer Saloon had also stopped by to say hello. I don't believe it was Coach Ass Kicking, but I believe one of his partners stopped in to say hello. And if you recall, last week, Gamer Saloon, Coach Ass Kicking called in. He was the first caller. We talked about Players Bowl. We talked about his experience in Madden Nation 2, you know, on the bus and some of the things that went on. We appreciate his support as well. And, again, Gamer Saloon, another place where you can go. You want to try to make a couple of bucks. They have a legalized way to go there, and you can bet against other people. And if you can win, hey, you make some money. Again, I must add, though, in some states, that is not legal to do, so please check the laws of your state. But if it's legal and you got a couple of dollars, hey, check out Gamer Saloon. Want to give them, show them some love, too, and thank them for stopping by and checking us out. So,
hey, T, one quick thing, let me interject. Philly Ron also hooked us up with some good cheesesteaks. We had, he walked us like 5 or 6 blocks, but you know, just taking the time out, you know, to taking us to a Philly cheesesteak joint, much better than the last Philly cheesesteak joint that we went to. So a big shout out to Philly Ron.
Well,
you know, and again, and you know, as I've been trying to tell people, you know, we are not trying to replace anybody. You know, if you look at all the Madden communities out there, the one thing that you don't see a lot of is you don't see a lot of Madden communities focused on leagues. So we feel like we're bringing an extra dimension that you don't find out there in the Madden community. And so all we're trying to do is just, you know, find our little niche along with everybody else out there and just bring another dimension. You know, now let me ask a question about, you know, on the fact that we're an online league and the fact that our community is based on an online league. You know, word has it that there was a lot of hating going on to the EAFL. Do any of you guys want to comment on the hating and the lack of love that we were getting at Players Bowl yesterday?
I think Bama pretty good. You should let him go first.
I think it was just more staged than anything. You know, they were just trying to, I don't know, it was just more of a staged little prop thing than anything. Like, all they had to really do was just take each crew aside and, you know, let them have their interview. But, you know, they just wanted to, as soon as we said, you know, as soon as they mentioned online league, everybody started hating, like, as if we're bums or something, trying to disconnect, glitch everybody or something. We don't even play like that. It's a misconception or something. But
so this was a situation where people were hating what they didn't understand. They made assumptions, and they just started hating based on assumptions.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and the funny thing was, some of them weren't even in the playoffs, yet they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good.
Coach K or Too Cool, did you guys want to add anything?
I thought it was pretty staged. Go ahead, Coach. Go ahead.
Oh, no, if you're not finished, Too Cool, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right.
I want to hear what you say first.
All right. I mean, it was staged, basically. I mean, they had the cameras there, and, you know, people are gonna talk for the cameras. But the thing is, you know, the funny thing is that it was basically, you know, a lot of semantics, you know, not a lot of things based in fact. You know, the fact was that we had two of our guys in the playoffs, and a lot of other crews, one other crew that was talking trash didn't have anyone in the playoffs. And another crew that was there, the corporation, I think they had, like, one guy in the playoffs.
They had a few, Coach.
Okay, and but the crew that was talking the most had no one in the playoffs, and plus was a majority PS2. And the funny thing is that there was one guy in their crew that had a T-shirt with an Xbox 360 controller sprayed on the back of his shirt, and he was waving a PS2 controller. I don't know. And then they're talking about winning, playing money games and so on and so forth. And then, you know, they're saying that out of one side of the mouth. And then on the other side of the mouth, they're criticizing Gamer Saloon. You know, it's like, okay, you know, which side are you going to go on? Do you want to play for money or you don't want to play for money? And, you know, and as you know, EFL is not about playing for money. You know, we're not about that. You know, we play for the love of the game. You know, anyone that wants to play, you know, we're not here with the whole classic Madden snobbery. You know, if you could ball, you can ball. You know, anyone could come here for free. You know, if you have the skills, you have the skills. We don't hide behind money. We don't hide behind anything. The only thing that stops anyone from playing here are themselves. So, you know, they went on with the whole money thing and so on and so forth. And, you know, the corporation came talking their talk and so on and so forth. But I just thought it was very funny about how people get wrapped up in, oh, I'm the best Madden baller, and it's just making it like 100% of their life. You know, okay, you know, it's a game. You know, it's not that, it's not that important. I think people forget it's a game. And especially, you know, it was especially interesting to hear someone say, well, if we can't play for money, then why play it?
Well, that was the dumbest thing I heard. That was the dumbest thing I heard. And also another dumb thing I heard was, I make $100 a week. I mean, do they realize what we do for a living?
They said they make $100 a week?
A week. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let me get Too Cool in. You have any comments? Because I certainly have a couple, but go ahead.
I think they pretty much hit it right on the nose. I think it's pretty much staged for the purpose that they were filming it for. I think it's online or reality show, something like that. And they just want to get people hyped up for Madden. But they wanted people to mention betting and put money on it, and a lot of people in the EFL aren't like that. They don't like put money on it, and they just didn't understand that concept, I don't think. They play Madden professionally. They want the money. That's all they care about. And they don't realize that you can get good competition by not betting money.
Well, let me just a couple of things for anybody out there, the corporation, the whatever crews are out there, if anybody caught wind of the show and you're tuning in, first of all, I don't get this whole money thing because, I'm trying to be politically correct here. But to me, the whole thing on money is a diversion. You talk about you want to play for money because you know a lot of people won't, so it prevents you from actually having to play the game. And then if you still play the game and you lose, you have an excuse. Well, it wasn't for money. If you love the game and if you're that good, you should just ball up and play regardless. If you can get money games, great. If you can't, great. But this whole thing about it's all about money is ridiculous. Realize that only a few people in the Madden community can make enough income to sustain a lifestyle, that the majority of them do this as a part-time hobby, and some of them are fortunate enough to make a little bit of extra cash that probably is just enough to pay their expenses so they can keep participating. But that the majority of these ballers, the majority of these guys that are walking around talking about how much money that they want to make and can make aren't really making that much money. I remember a particular guy, and I will not mention his name, but he was at Players Bowl yesterday, and I remember hearing him post on another site that he made $60,000 in 2 years playing Madden. Now, I guess at 22 or 23 years old, $60,000 in 2 years is a lot of money. But if that's your goal, if that's what you're striving for, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, we got guys that play this game, they love to play this game, and they're good, and they will play anybody anytime. So if you guys are that good, catch me, Commish T. You can catch me on AIM, EAFL Commissioner on AIM. You could send me an email, EAFLCommissioner@AOL.com. And if any of you so-called top ballers are that good, I invite you to come to the league and to play a season. And if you can come in and win a Super Bowl, why don't we create an incentive for you? You want to play for money, and you're a top baller, join the league, play a season complete from beginning to end, and win a Super Bowl. I'll give you some money, okay? You want to earn some money? I'm on national radio right now saying, put your money where your mouth is. You want to come play in this league, and you want to show that this league ain't nothing? I will bet on my guys that one of my guys will take you down. I will bet on my crew that you will not be able to win a Super Bowl, that somebody in my league will defeat you in the playoffs, and you will go with the tail between your legs. If that's what you guys want to do, we can do that. It doesn't matter to us because we love the game. So if people want to compete on that level, we can compete on that level too. We just don't need to because we love the game of Madden. Am I right, guys? Do we love the game of Madden?
Yeah, not much.
We love the game of Madden. So the challenge is out there. You guys catch me directly and let's talk. Let's talk. All right. So we had Bama. We had Too Cool. We had Coach K.
Yes, sir.
We didn't hear about your experience.
Experience in
who's your Madden? You were a contestant. Were you not a contestant? Did you all not right, enter the right. Players Bowl?
All right, first game. First game on F 21. Second game to, you know, fighting for my survival. I was up 14-0. But in the fourth quarter, I was up 14-7 and went for it on fourth down to try to seal the game, you know, try to milk the clock and so on and so forth. And I got picked off, so basically pick six, tied the game, and basically eventually ended up losing 17-14.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So that was your Madden experience. You talked about – did you talk about your NCAA experience? Did I miss that?
NCAA experience. Actually, you know, it was a – you know, even though I didn't win, it was a pretty fun experience. I was able to play against Boza of MWS, Madden Worldwide Syndicate of Miami. You know, he organizes all the events down in down south in Miami and South Florida. And, you know, he's a fan of the game. And, you know, I played against him. And, you know, he said he didn't play in a while. But I saw he still had his scheme. His scheme was up to par. And, you know, he basically straight cast me to death. And he won. Then I played against another person that was, his name was Youngfella. And, you know, I'm sitting there chatting with him during the game and so on and so forth from the pregame. And, you know, everything's going good. And then I find out that he was Sandman's old lab partner. So I'm like, oh, great. I got Sandman's old lab partner. So, And I saw exactly why he was Sandman's old lab partner. But the game did come down to – I could have tied it to go to overtime. It was tied 14-14 in the fourth quarter. I was at his goal line. Actually, I was Oregon and he was Texas. I went for a pitch to the right. Thought I can, you know, punch it in to tie the game. But, you know, he came up with a good user tackle, and that was about it. But, you know, we had fun. I had fun playing against AATA. And, you know, they were both good guys. It was definitely, you know, a pleasure.
Wait. Now, hold on. Before you start with all the hays and the hoes and the highs, you also played NBA Live as well, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, talk to us about your NBA Live experience.
NBA Live. As you know, I was a big proponent of NBA Live. I liked the game a lot. But now I see exactly why Live is considered to be a non-game. There's a notorious give-and-go glitch that if it's executed to perfection with the Boston Celtics using Kevin Garnett, it's basically unstoppable. Basically, the top guys in that tournament all were using Boston. There were three TVs going on, and you see on all three TVs, Celtics against another team, and all the teams that were winning were the Celtics. So, you know, basically, I got beat twice in a row. You know, I bought back in because I couldn't believe that I couldn't stop it. But the second time, the guy that ran it the second time even ran it better than the first guy. So, I'll go for that one too.
Well, like you said, though, you had a good time. You met a lot of people, and it was a good experience, right?
Oh, definitely. I had a blast.
Okay. All right. There's one other thing at Players Bowl that I want to talk about. Arguably the biggest event, the AFL was the biggest, I don't want to call it upset, but certainly a huge upset I want to talk about. Unfortunately, the person who was responsible for that upset isn't able to call in, but I do want to talk about it, and I know you guys were there, and I want to get your thoughts on it. But before we do that, I want to take some time and make an announcement that I thought I would be making next Sunday, but things have actually moved along pretty well, pretty quickly. And, you know, it is something that I need to announce tonight. to the league, to the Madden community, and to anybody who's interested. And I think it's funny because I was on another site yesterday reading some things, and I kept hearing about a big announcement that Secret was having, Secret known as Billy Wolf, but the Secret, a top baller, and, you know, big, huge announcement, big, huge announcement, big, huge announcement. And the big announcement was Secret and Problem are forming their own Madden community. And, you know, hey, good for them. You know, we'll see how good it is. Certainly, talent-wise, there aren't two better ballers in the Madden community. So, theoretically, if you put those two guys together, you should get something interesting out of them. And we'll see what they're able to produce. We'll see if it's we'll see if it's something of quality. And I also heard that Shopmaster is also a part of that, and he's well known in the Madden world as well. So good luck to them, and we'll see where that goes. But at the same time, the EAFL has decided to take a step in another direction, and we have been in talks over the last year. We've been approached by a couple of different entities that really liked how we do what we do, and really like our league concept and the multiple leagues that we have, the interest, the site, the camaraderie, the professionalism, and wanted us to either merge with them or join them or something along that line. And honestly, you know, we were flattered, we appreciate it, and these are decisions that I don't make on my own. I talk with all the commissioners and the people that I trust, and we've all pretty much decided in the last year that we would just stay on our own and just see where we went. And recently we were contacted by another gaming website, and we've had some conversations, and you know, the commissioners and I met, and then we all met with the representative from that site, and then I met with him again and talked, and we talked again, and you know, we've decided that we are now ready to make a move. We are ready to do something a little bit different. So, you know, I am excited. I am pleased to announce that the EAFL will be joining sportsgamers.com. And sometime this week, we will be taking our message boards and relocating them to the sportsgamers.com website. And we will be the sportsgamers.com league of choice. Now, that doesn't mean that we will not be the EAFL. We will still be the EAFL, but we will be their league of choice. We are just thrilled with the potential here. They're looking at trying to increase membership to their Madden section. They are just a huge, huge gaming site, not just Madden, but a whole plethora of different games. And you know, we are, you know, a huge Madden entity. You know, my site has over 700 members, and we probably have a good 300 that post pretty regularly. So it just seems a natural that we could join them, bring Madden to them, and really take Madden on their site to another level, and then use their marketing machine. They are a CNET site, and if you don't know CNET, go to CNET.com or go to download.com, another CNET site, and you'll see just how huge CNET is. And we can use their marketing mechanism to promote the EAFL, and we will be their only league that they will have this kind of relationship with, which was important for us, that we did not just become another sports gamers league, but that we were the sports gamers league. They're excited, we're excited, and we just think that moving forward, that this is going to propel us, you know, make it even larger for us, make us even more well known, open us up to more traffic and more people that want to play in a solid league. We see growth out of this. We're going to have access to different resources that sports gamers has. So We're just excited. We really are. And I just wanted everybody to know that, well, I'm being corrected. It is actually, and I should know this, it is sportsgamer.com. It is not plural. It is sportsgamer.com. And this week, our farms will be relocated there. And the good news is the farm address will not change. You will need to come up, if you're a part of the group now, you will need to come up with a new username and password on SportsGamer, but the web address will be the same. And so we're just excited, and I hope everyone out there in EAFL land and at EAFL radio understands and likes this move. I'm getting some questions on AIM and in the room. Everything else about the EAFL will remain the same. We will still have our website. We will still have our same League Daddy access for now. All of that's going to stay the same. The thing that we are changing is the home of our forums. And anybody who does anything in a Madden community knows that the message boards or the forum is really the lifeblood. It really is the oil that burns in the engine is the message board. You want to generate interest in any Madden entity, you've got to have solid forums. We have that right now. We have great forums. We have a great few hundred guys that post about a variety of different things. So picking that up and relocating it to SportsGamer, I just think it's a great fit. We talk about a lot of things in our site, and so do they. So it's just a natural assimilation of two entities that are looking to do the same thing. I'm excited. I've talked it over with all the commissioners and all the people in the league. Everyone is excited. We saw no downside. I just want to, you know, I want to thank Rush and the guys over at SportsGamer for approaching us with this opportunity. And I just want to say we will not let you down, as I'm sure you will not let us down. Look out for some really big things from the EAFL very, very soon. So with that, let's go back to Players Bowl, and let's talk for a minute about what I consider to be one of the more shocking developments that took place yesterday. And I'll just set the foundation, and I'll let Bama come in and talk about the actual game itself. But one of our top guys, Casper, actually made it to Players Bowl, and Casper lives in New Jersey, and he actually made it to Players Bowl in Philly. Casper's well known in our league as the instigator, as one who likes to stir up some trouble and get the guys going. And certainly Casper and my feuds and arguments are legendary, to say the least. We certainly go at it, but at the end of the day, he's a good guy, he's a good person, and he's a great baller. And Casper, in the first round, in his first game, got paired up with none other than Problem. Problem is the last Player Bowl champion. He's also the Madden Nation champion and pretty much undisputed number one 360 Madden player out there. And Casper gets paired up with Problem first game. Now, Bam, I wasn't there, so I'm going to count on you, and if the other guys want to chime in to talk about what was going on, the atmosphere, what happened in the game.
Well, I was at the same time my name was being called over to my round robin, and we had to flip a coin to see who would go first, and I won the coin toss, and I knew that the boys was playing reality and Casper was playing problems. So I was like, I'll just let, you know, these two other guys play their game while I go cheer on my EAFL guys. So I told them they could go and play, and I was just, you know, I was watching both games, like cheering both of them on. And while the boys looked like he was gonna win versus reality, but I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't. You know, of course, you know, you see Casper and you see Problem. Who are you gonna pick? You gonna pick Problem? But I mean, the game was close, and I kept looking over at both of their TVs, and I saw that Casper still had the ball going into the second quarter, and Problem still hadn't touched the ball yet. And all Casper was doing was full back dive, and then rocket catch here, spectacular catch here. I mean, every third down that he needed, he got. And he just kept on marching down the field, and eventually Problem stopped him, so he just got his three points right before the half. And second half comes, Problem gets the ball. He marches down the field, scores, it's 7-3. And Casper again, dinking and dunking all the way down the field, second half. And he breaks a long one, I think, with LT and gets into the touchdown, goes in for the touchdown. And the night before, all of us in the EAFL, we all had this new Madden term called Crow, which means it stands for Cromartie, and you don't throw to Cromartie because he will pick it off. And what Problem did, Problem made the mistake of trying Cromartie. And when you try Cromartie, you're going to get crowed. And basically, when Problem was making his comeback, it was 10-7. He tried Cromartie, and Casper clicked on and crowed him. And as soon as he picked him off, the whole place went crazy. Like, everybody was just screaming. And right there, I think Casper screamed the Problem. He said something, but it was just so funny because I've seen Casper talk trash, but I've never seen him talk trash in person. And he was just screaming in Problem. And then the funny thing was he ran it all the way back in for the touchdown, 17-7. And that was the ball game. And the whole place is just going crazy.
Now, did Problem have anything to say? Did he take it like your pro, or, I can't imagine how, losing his first game, I just can't imagine how that must have felt for a guy who probably thought, let me walk through the first two guys and get ready for the playoffs, and then he ends up losing.
Yeah, Problem isn't really a trash-talking person. He's he's a chill person. Like, he just expects to win. So, even when he lost, he didn't say anything. He was just chill. He said, gave props to Casper, and that was that.
Okay. And what team did Problem use? Casper had the Chargers and
both of them.
Problem
both of them
had
the Chargers.
Oh, they both had the Chargers. Chargers versus Chargers. Okay. All right. Well, I gotta say, and I wasn't down there, but I gotta say that up here, where I was and the message boards that I was looking at, it was just huge news that Problem lost that game. I mean, people were shocked that he lost. It was big news. And it was good. I felt proud to know that it was a guy from the EAFL that took him down. Casper called me. And just as I was about to read it, he called me and said, T, I just beat Problem. First round, I just beat Problem. And I'm thinking, I wasn't thinking there were buybacks. I'm thinking Problem's out first round. I had forgotten about the buybacks. And I was like, oh, my God, Casper took out Problem. that's just a great win. That's a great win for Casper. It's a great win, for the league, of course. And I can't even find the words, and usually I'm pretty good at finding words, but it's just a very unexpected win. And I do want to say, and I found it, but I couldn't get it clipped in time to put it on the show tonight. I was going to actually play my clip from last week, but I want everybody to know that I specifically said to watch out for Casper at Players Bowl, and I said don't be surprised if Casper pulls an upset or two. And I didn't call him beating Problem, but I did say that Casper could be a dark horse. And he was. He was a dark horse. Now, Casper didn't buy back after he lost.
Nah, he didn't. Right after his game, he got he played Dynasty, which is another top, baller in the 360. He just lost. He doesn't believe in buybacks, so.
Okay.
His choice. I can't knock him on it.
No, I don't knock him either. Actually, I respect that. I respect that. He lost, and he said, I'm out, and that's fine. I respect that. Any other thoughts? I've been following, we've got about 18 people in the chat room right now, and I've been following some of the conversations going on in the chat room. There's some things in there that I find pretty interesting that you guys haven't touched on, and I'm wondering if anybody wants to touch on that now. But I guess that there was some things going on that were questionable as far as seedings or pairings or brackets or something. Does anybody want to touch on that? I'm reading it in the chat room, but does anybody want to touch on that?
Well, on my point of view, it was just, you know, I understand not pairing up, you know, the guys that you come with together, you know, in the round robins. I respect that. You know, I get that. It's just I don't get it why it would matter when the playoffs start. You know, you got to play your guy eventually. So why does it matter that you're facing him first round? If me and Too Cool were paired up first round, you know what? May the best man win, you know.
I just go to Floyd all day.
You said what?
I said I just go to Floyd all day.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, do what you got to do. But but you get what I'm saying, Tyler. You know, may the best man win. You know, we're not gonna sit there and whine. Yeah, I got to play Too Cool first round. I mean, no, just go ahead, lock up. That's it.
Now, what? I mean, what made the was it just you know, the loudest, the squeaky wheel got the grease? I mean, because these guys are making such a loud stink that the people that organized the tournament felt forced or pressured to make changes?
I don't know what it was. I mean, this is my first, like, through year going to tourneys, aside from the Madden Challenge, so I don't know. I don't know what it was, but just the fact that, you know, I was supposed to be playing somebody else, but Cyrus and was it SJR, I think it was?
I think it was Stampede.
Was it Cyrus and Stampede that was supposed to be playing?
Yeah, it was Cyrus and Stampede that switched.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was basically it. And I got paired up with Cyrus. I mean, I don't really care. The point, it's just the principle behind it. That's all.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think that the people that organize the tournaments should have a system in place prior to the tournament as to how they're going to do the seedings, the pairings, the brackets, whatever, and then you stick with it. And it's not about names. It's just about, you know, it's really a numbers system, you know. And, you know, to have a subjective system where you're changing people based on who knows who, hey, I don't get it. I don't get that at all. I mean, this is just about may the best person win. And, you know, so I'm with you guys. Don't want to suggest that there's anything inappropriate, but it just doesn't seem necessary. You know, it seems as though you set up a system in advance and you stick to that system and that's it. You know, my opinion. Are there any more, as we wind down Players Bowl, you know, is anybody, now I heard that Gamer Saloon is trying to finalize a $25,000 tournament in Detroit for Madden 08, and Coach Askick had mentioned it last week that he was trying to get that, him and his people were trying to get that finalized. So hopefully, you know, that's something that people in the Madden community can look forward to. Is there any other tournaments that anybody is aware of that could be happening around the country?
Mega Bowl might happen in Miami. It was guaranteed, but they, from what I hear from rumors, it looks like it may not happen. But it's set for Miami sometime in May.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami, huh?
Yep. Oof.
Ah, I've been wanting to get down to Miami. Maybe I can convince Mrs. Kamish to let me go down to Miami. we'll see. I'm getting an instant message that says there is a tournament. If you go to MaddenUniversity.com, there is a tournament April 26th in Raleigh, North Carolina, $3,000 guaranteed. So anybody in that area or anybody that wants to travel, there will be a tournament there. Our partner over at Sports Gamer, the guy who we're working with on merging our forums, will be there. Rush will be there repping Sports Gamer and the EAFL. So I may have to get good old Rush a shirt on the house so that he can wear the colors proud, or maybe there's a way I can get the Sports Gamer logo on there with the EAFL logo, and he can go down there and rep us proud, but we'll see. All right, any other thoughts on Players Bowl, guys?
No, I have none. that was basically what it was. I mean, there's more, you know, stuff that can't be put on the radio, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, you can hang around, and going to talk a little bit more about the league, so feel free to hang around and, you know, jump in whenever necessary. I am also getting instant messages from people, and let's see. Yeah, Fastball wants me to host a tournament. You know, the EAFL, certainly if people, you know, Bama and Coach K will certainly remember this, as will some of the other guys out there, Fastball and some of the other guys who have been here from day one. You know, we actually, that is how we started 3 years ago, is doing tournaments on EASports.com, and we would do tournaments that would literally run all night. And it was some of the most fun, even to this day, when I look at all the Madden I've ever played, I have fond memories of those late night tournaments and those unofficial online rankings we used to do. And, it was a lot of fun, and every once in a while we'll do a league tournament, you know, just to keep the interest going. But as far as us ever doing anything major, I mean, who knows, you know, with our move to Sports Gamer, and opening us up to thousands and thousands of new people and potentially a new venue. Who knows? Who knows what might happen down the road? Right now, I don't really see it in our future. I think that there's enough entities that, you know, I always think you do what you do best. Do what you know how to do. We know how to do leagues. That's our thing. We've looked at ladders, and I'm not saying we'll never do a ladder, but, you know, as of now, that's just not our thing. People talk about money leagues and money this and money that. That's not our thing. We've always been good at doing leagues. It's what we do. Could we do or sponsor a big tournament like a Players Bowl or a Madden Challenge? I don't know. The amount of work that goes into making that happen is a lot. There's a lot of work. And right now, currently, the AFL is not an income generator. It's a hobby. And it's a huge hobby for a lot of people, but we're not doing this to make money. We're doing this because we love Madden. So as of now, I don't see any plans of that happening. But, you know, we'll always keep the door cracked to think that something along those lines could happen. I want to jump over back to the league for a minute, and I want to take a peek at the PS2 league. I think it's only fair that the PS2 league gets some love. Got a lot of good guys down there that are playing their hearts out. And, you know, I've gotten some emails during the week saying, you know, you're not showing the PS2 league any love. So I'm going to show the PS2 league some love right now and just talk quickly about their standings and who's kind of separating themselves from the pack. On the NFC side, in the PS2 league, you know, Killer with the Cowboys is sitting at 10-2. Most U with the Packers is sitting at 6-1. Dub C with the Bucks is sitting at 10-1. And those three guys are really separating themselves from the pack as far as, you know, looking really good for the playoffs. And it'll be interesting to see how they finish out their year. On the AFC side, Fish Food and Don are in a battle. Fish Food is 6-1 with the Fins. And Don is 6-2. With the Pats, so you know, good for them. The Fish Food record is probably a little more impressive at 6-1 with the Fins, as Bama can tell you, he calls them the Bum Fins. So to be 6-1 and Bama sitting there at 13-1 is pretty good. Let's see.
Can I just add a quick comment?
Sure.
All right. About Moscow, I believe that he was a touchdown catch away from defeating Problem in the PS2 challenge. So he was that close to beating Problem, and so that would have been two people in the EAFL.
Okay.
So hey, that comes to show.
That's pretty good. I didn't hear much about the PS2 tournament at Players Bowl. Do you guys even know who won?
I have no clue who won. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it brings another question to mind, but I'll get to that in a second. So there's a battle in the AFC East. Mantastic D, you know, we all know him as Jamel. He's sitting at 6-2 with the Ravens, looking pretty good. We've got Gush with the Titans at 6-3. And then finally, Tough with the Chiefs at 7-4, and Kings with the Broncos at 6-4. So really on the AFC side, no one's really separating themselves just yet. It's still pretty wide open, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, guys, I got Coach K and Bama still here. I think Too Cool has stepped off to say goodnight. I know he had just gotten in from Philly, so we want to thank him for joining us. But Bama and Coach K, what do you guys think? You guys are both 360 ballers. A couple of questions. What do you think about the future of Madden on the PS2 system going into 09? Do you think that Madden will, you know, will it be a game that'll be popular, or do you think Next Gen is finally going to distance themselves? Coach K, what do you think?
It just depends. It depends on, like, what comes out of the Next Gen. Like, if you keep on adding more of the current gen stuff, I mean, people will eventually, you know, the current gen, well, the PS2 will eventually die off. I mean, it's not going to go on forever, so the more current gen stuff we get on, you know, the 360 and the PS3, the more, you know, the more guys that will keep coming from there. But until then, and, you know, I mean, we're not going to, it's not going to die off just yet.
Okay. Coach, what do you think? Hello, Coach K?
Coach K might have signed off, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Coach K? I had him muted. I'm not sure why. Coach K, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties, everybody. What do you think about the future of Madden on the PS2 system?
Well, just going along the same lines as what Bama was saying, I think the more current-gen features they pull over to the next-gen, you know, that'll make more people from current-gen go over to next-gen, or as some Madden entities will call it, or video game entities will call it, they would call next-gen, you know, current-gen, and they call current-gen past-gen. So, yeah, like the more features they would bring over current gen, that would make players in the current gen feel a little bit more familiar with features, you know, with you know, playing in next gen and so on and so forth. So that would encourage more people to come over, and you know, that would basically, you know, phase out PS2 eventually.
Okay, yeah, my thoughts are, I think next year's it. I think they're going to do one more year with PS2, and I'd say that's it. I think that their resources can only go so far. And, you know, with them putting more emphasis in the PS3 game, increasing the frame rate, whatever, and making that game better, I just think we'll get one more year out of EA, and then I think PS2 will be, you know, we're already seeing the PC game discontinued. That's done, at least for 09. I don't know if it's permanent, but at least for 09. And I just think that the PS2, we got one more year, and then that's gone. But that's just my opinion. All right, I want to switch over now to the NFL a little bit. And everybody knows that the draft is coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday, actually, will be the NFL draft. And if you're a big football fan, you certainly will be excited to see. Because not only is the NFL draft something that's exciting to see what college players are going to get picked to go into the NFL, but it's also exciting to see what trades take place on that day. So that said, there's some news in the NFL that's pretty interesting. Top story in the NFL right now is it appears that what had died down as far as the Pac-Man Jones coming to Dallas talks have heated up again, and now the latest word is apparently that Tennessee and Dallas are close to a deal for Pac-Man, And Pac-Man is also going to be applying for reinstatement into the NFL on Tuesday. You know, I really don't know what to say about the reinstatement part. Bam, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I muted Coach K because I keep hearing a printer or something in the background. So, Coach K, if you're done printing, I'll unmute you. But I keep hearing a printer or something in the background. So, but Bama, you know, you follow football. What do you think? You know, forgetting about the Dallas deal, just in general, do you think that you know, Roger Goodell will reinstate Pac-Man? Because he certainly hasn't committed to do anything.
I mean, as long as he doesn't, you know, go to a strip club from here on out, I mean, I guess he will. But I see it happening. I mean, as long as he doesn't do anything stupid from here until, you know, Goodell signs the release form, I guess.
Right. What did you think when you heard about Chris Henry last week? We all heard about Chris Henry getting released from the Bengals. What did you think?
I just think he's dumb. Like, I mean, some people just can't help themselves. I mean, he keeps on getting in trouble and expects everything just because he has talent, you know, that he'll stay on the team. But I guess the Bengals got tired of it, decided to cut him loose.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and I think that Roger Goodell has certainly said that, you know, conduct is top for him, and he wants a certain level of player in the league, and he's not going to have any tolerance for some of the things that some of these guys are doing. And he's certainly shown a zero tolerance policy. And I don't understand why these guys would still continue to get in trouble. I don't get it. I think Chris Henry's done for a while, and he, you know, I don't think you'll see him anywhere next year for 09. And then after that, we'll see. I also noticed that Bryant Gumbel is leaving the NFL Network. Now, what's that?
I said that's a travesty.
Yeah, I hear the sarcasm. I got your back, Coach. I say that only to say that Bryant Gumbel is arguably, you know, next to John Madden, one of the most recognizable names in football and in sports. Everybody knows Bryant Gumbel, and everybody knows, you know, who he is, and so when you say Bryant Gumbel, you know who he is. That said, I think, quite frankly, he was just horrid on NFL Network. I think it was the worst decision he's ever made in his life. I never liked Chris Collinsworth anyway, and then you put him with Bryant Gumbel, and I just thought it was painful to watch those games. I watched them because they had good games on, but it was painful listening to the commentary. So, you know, frankly, I'm glad he left. I don't want to see him doing play-by-play again. I think he should stick to doing interviews. I think he interviews very well. I think his Real Sports Show is excellent. But I don't want to see him doing play-by-play. I don't want to see Chris Collinsworth doing play-by-play. Chris Collinsworth is an idiot. I'm sorry. I don't like him. I just don't see why. There's a lot of good duos out there, but those guys were not a duo. Let's see. Let's go to the chat room. What's going on in the EAFL chat room right now?
Fast Willie's there. Oh, did we give a shout out to Fastball for making it out there, the Players Bowl?
We did not, but Coach, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Why don't you guys talk about Fastball? I wasn't there, so I'll let you guys. What do we want to call this? We want to give this next segment, name this next segment Fastball. Talk about Fastball. Fastball didn't participate, but he was certainly there. So go ahead and talk about Fastball.
I mean, we can't talk about Fastball without, you know, cursing, because that's all, you know, Fastball is known for. But we were just having a ball with him, like, yesterday. It was just crazy. Like, him and Jeezy got it off real quick, because Jeezy was telling him that he wanted to take his jacket, and Fastball kept telling him that it wasn't paid for just yet. So it was just an ongoing joke in between everybody. It was just all cracking up, because Fastball kept on, like, taking pictures of everybody without even noticing. Like, he saw Coach K playing NBA Live. And Coach K let me set this up for you, see. Coach K, you know how Michael Jordan chews bubblegum when he's playing basketball?
Yeah.
All right, well, Coach K does that, except he doesn't have bubblegum. He's just chewing his tongue, and it's all there.
Oh, fast, I'm going to get you.
That ball was pointing it to me. He was trying to zoom in to take a picture of it while Coach K was playing. He just, flash, flash, flash all the time in front of a coach's face. And he would just come back to me, but Carlos, man, I can't get it close enough, man. I can't get his tongue. And so it was just real funny, man. The whole night we was just laughing.
No wonder I lost.
fastball is fastball disappears on us. You know, he leaves the league. And you don't really see him. He doesn't post a lot. And then out of nowhere, he comes out of the phoenix from the ashes. And here's fastball. Next thing you know, he's back in the league. He's playing ball. And then he shows up at Players Bowl. So, good for Will for being there. And good. You know, sounds like it was good fun. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I definitely want to try to make the next one. I also want to recognize a guy in our league, Pimmer. Tom Palmer is his name. And he goes by Pimmer. I hope he doesn't mind me saying his name, but I want to give him credit for really stepping up. And he paid for the food Friday night, the wings and pizza, I believe, that you guys had night.
Actually, we decided to go Fridays instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
all right.
But yeah, thanks to Pimmer. You know.
Okay. All right. So he. Did he pay for it or not? Did he pay for something or not?
I'm saying he's going to, because I didn't want to, it was, it's kind of hard to pay for something you don't know what your parents
gotcha,
I didn't want
gotcha,
to give him a
gotcha.
Number.
Okay.
And so,
right.
But yeah, no, just the fact that he, stepped up to the plate and, was trying to help us out,
Well, that was the point. That was the point that out of nowhere, he's a good guy. He's a good guy anyway. Everybody loves him in the league. He's a smart guy. He's an accountant, and he's been very helpful with different issues. Oh, and on that note, guys, April 15th, 2 days away, get your taxes filed. But he's an accountant, and he's been helpful with guys in the league that had some questions. And, and then he offered to pick up food and stuff Friday night for the guys that went out there. Now, how many, what's the final tally? I got some pictures from Fastball that I plan to upload to the website soon. But, how many guys did we really have there from the league?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
How many guys were there from the AFL?
Total... maybe like nine, I think. Eight or nine
guys? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm being asked by Casper to bring up the 360 dilemma the first day. And he said that Bama would know what he's talking about.
I have no idea how they did it, but I think he might be talking about the roster thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if he's talking about the roster thing.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Is he talking about that? Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but the boys hooked it up on that day. He will be a better fit to tell you. Either him or Nell be a better fit to tell you guys how they were able to do it. But basically, the rosters were messed up because Coach K bought in. His refurbished 360 with no hard drive, and so we spent.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Kay, for bringing your extra 360. Okay.
we spent like 30 minutes just trying to fix it. At least 30 minutes, and by that time Tyler had come, so we was like, all right, let's just go out to eat after that. Like, I mean, I would give you a more in-depth story if I was there for the most part, but I don't know how they did it, but they did it. They were able to put the rosters on both systems instead of just one. And at the time, we had thought that we had actually erased the rosters on my hard drive. which would have, because then we couldn't play. We would all be playing with the Atlanta Falcons with Michael Vick the whole night. That would be the Super Bowl. So,
wow.
But yeah, I can't really tell you the whole story because mostly it was Nelson and John that were the ones fixing it.
All right. Changing gears again, and again, guys, feel free to jump in. But changing gears again, this week I was approached by a league member who actually asked me something non-Madden, non-football, non-video game, and said that he was trying to make some decisions about what he wanted to do with his career and how to get there. And knowing that I'm a little bit older and been down some of these roads, thought that he would ask me my opinion. And so we chatted online a little bit, and I gave some thought and gave some advice. And, you know, he said he liked the advice. And he said, you know, you should maybe talk about some of this on your radio show. I think some of the guys are in the same situation that I'm in, and they might benefit from that knowledge. And I said, well, you know, time permits, maybe I can mention it. So, and you know, I won't go on for long, but, you know, when it comes to, and this is just a tip from a guy who's been there, when it comes to deciding your career, whether you're 17, 18 and trying to figure out if you're going to go to college and then, you know, off to work, or whether you're, you know, 35, 40, 45 trying to figure out if it's time to switch careers or go into another line of work, the advice that I would give would be the same, and it would be quite simple. And it would be to follow your heart and follow your passion. Too many people today follow different things. They follow people. You know, my buddy works at this place, and so he says that, you know, it's a good place to work, so I'm going to go and try to get a job there because my buddy works there. Or they follow industry. I cannot tell you how many people that I know over the last 6 or 7 years that decided to get into real estate on one level or another, whether it was doing loans or whether it was selling houses. And a lot of those people got in and made a lot of money. But if you follow the news, you certainly can see where the real estate market is today. And so just getting into something because everyone else is doing it, or because of the you know, economy, and I'm just going to do this, I don't think that's smart. You follow your heart and you follow your passion, money and quality of life will follow. And if you use that and figure out what it is you like to do, what is it that I like to do, and also what is it that I'm good at, and you find a nice combination of the both. You know, people that say I'm going to be a professional athlete, well, the odds are against you. So what happens if you break your leg or break your arm and you're done playing competitive sports? Do you have a trade? Do you have something? Employers today want to know, are you the best, and if so, why? Why should I hire you over that person? Sell me. Sell me on you. Sell me on what it is you're going to bring to my company. And if you can do that, you can get that job. And if it's something that you truly love and truly have your heart in, then you can do well in. So, you know, certainly in future shows we can talk about that more if people want to, you know, segue off of Madden a little bit and talk about some of those issues. We certainly can. This is your show. I want everybody to know that this is their show. This is the EAFL show is here for you. We will always focus in on Madden. We will always focus in on, you know, NFL-related stuff. But if people want to sidestep and go in a different direction and talk about a couple of other things, we have no problem doing that. Let's go to the chat room. And let's mute out whoever's making that noise. And let's go to the chat room. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. You know, the interesting thing about live radio is that people that are on the show have to realize that we can hear you. So when you're doing things out there, it comes right through the radio. So you can't be on the show and then doing things in the background, because it comes through, and anybody who's out there listening, you know, certainly can hear what you're doing. So then I have to mute you out. So let's go into the chat room and see what's going on. And it looks like the chat room's kind of quieted down. We're down to 14 users. Most of the guys I see there are from the league. No real questions. couple of comments. All right. Nothing really going on there. Let's see. I got a new caller calling in. So I'm going to let Coach K, I'm going to let Bama back on. Hopefully the background noise is gone. And you guys are back now. And let's see who this new caller is. 773 area code. My guess is this is the Primetime King.
Yes, it is. What's up?
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I called it. I dozed off.
Well, welcome to the show, Vince. We got another caller from the 207 area code. I don't recognize that area code, so let me let him on and see who it is joining us.
207, baby. It's Calvi.
Calvi, welcome to the show.
How's
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're doing all right. So we got Calvi and we got Vince. Vince, what's on your mind? You called into the show. Any comments, anything to say?
I hope we were talking about Players Bowl.
We spent most of the show talking about Players Bowl. I'm not sure what else is left.
Well, I just wanted to call in and congratulate everybody. Man, that was some good stuff you guys did out there. Yeah, did you guys post any pictures or videos up yet?
There are pictures.
I got a couple videos that I'll probably post later on and a couple pictures.
Oh, that's
how do you
huh?
Yeah, okay. I want to ask K, what's up with
I got a couple videos of K with the tongue action.
Great.
But I don't know how good it'll come out, but we'll see.
I'll try to figure out a way to do it on the website so it doesn't, I guess what we have up there now, some of the guys with bootleg computers are having problems with loading up our homepage, so I'll try to redo that so that it's not so cumbersome to some of the guys with older computers. So I'll try to do that, you know, sometime this week. Vince, you still there? Were you done, Vince, or did you have more to say?
Besides that, what's up with the NBA Live tournament, Kay? I thought we talked about that.
I told you, man. Like I said, giving Gogolich ran way to perfection with the Celtics and Garnett.
the giving Gogolich.
The problem. He's a human glitch.
It's a giving Gogolich. What he did, pick and roll on you?
Basically give and go, shake and bake him from the baseline, suck in the defense, Garnett's driving to the basket, that's it, for the win.
Wow, that sucks. Besides that, that's it.
All right. Calvi.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Anything you want to say, any questions, anything you want to add?
I haven't been listening, but I just want to congratulate everyone for doing what they did down there. Big props to Cass for beating Problem. That's really sick, and that makes our league look really good. And, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, since we got you guys on the phone, Vince, you're sitting at 9-6. We'll talk about your season for a minute. You've got one game left. You play some guy in the league, which your last game should be a good game, because I know you guys played one other one that went down to the wire or went in overtime.
It went down to the wire.
It went down to the wire. So,
yeah.
You know, the next game that you and this person plays, stands the reason that it might be just the same kind of game. But let's assume you pull that one out. Let's assume that you go to 10-6. Do you think you got a shot at the playoffs at 10-6?
Nope. Lance is at 10-5, and even if he does lose his last game and goes 10 and loses out, I have no way to make the playoffs, so it's basically over. Just playing for pride.
Well, are you sure? Because Lance would win. I think it's a little early to catch I think it's early to close that door. I mean, J-Bev only has 6 games played, and he's got to get 10 games in a little over a week. And assuming that he wins the division, which, I mean, there's really no way to know how he's already 4-2, so you really don't know how his season's going to play out.
That's true, but still.
Lance has conference record over Vince, though. So.
Yeah, and then he comes down to that.
But right now, Lance is winning the division, so...
Well, true. That's true. Yep.
It wouldn't matter. I mean, right now we're talking wild card spot, and, we're talking, right now, let's assume that Two Cool's at 10-3, Rye Dog's at 8-4. So, let's assume that those two guys are able to pull out enough victories to one wins the division and one grabs a wild card spot. J-Bev is really the wild card here. Does he even finish his season? He may not get 16 in to even make it to the playoffs. So there's that to consider. And so I wouldn't close the door just yet, Vince. Even at whether it's 10-6 or if I have anything to say about it, 9-7, I certainly wouldn't close the door yet. I think it's still early to close the door.
The Florida game is a real tough schedule, too.
He does. The way I see it, if I was to make the playoffs, both Rye Dog and Live for the game, I have to, blow it up and lose out, basically. And have, but both of them have to have 7 losses. That would boost me in with 6. That's what I was hoping for.
Okay. All right. Calvi, 6-2.
Yeah.
Browns. You looks like you're in a dogfight against Seoul, huh?
Yeah, apparently. I thought it was gonna be me and Tiki, but I got this Seoul guy 8-3, and it's gonna be tough. I mean, I've played him before, and he wasn't very good, but maybe he's gotten better. So I'm nervous.
It's funny because that's, I think, one of the missing elements in the league. Just that comment right there. I think sometimes the guys in the league try a little bit too hard to be respectful, and we want people to be respectful. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
I don't know. I remember, and Bama and Coach K and Vince, you guys will remember. I mean, we would call each other out at the drop of a hat. I mean, there was no, we didn't hold back talking about the next guy and talking about how sad their game was, and why are you even playing this game? You should go and play Tiddlywinks because you shouldn't be playing Madden, And I don't see that on our message boards now. I really don't see it that much. So I'm hoping that maybe with the merge with Sports Gamers and opening ourselves up to some new players, I'm hoping that we can get a little bit of that friendly, competitive smack talk back. All right, let's go to the chat room and see what's going on.
Too cool.
All right. Let's see. We still got 17 people in the chat room, so thank you, everybody, for your support. No real questions or comments of any note, but we still got 17, 18 now in the chat room, so we still got a good following out there in the chat room. I want to go back to the announcement yesterday for a second, and I want to go back to the Problem and Secrets new website. I'm not going to say the web address of the site. I decided that they're not going to need the little old EAFL to plug their site. I'm pretty sure they'll do a good enough job doing it themselves. But I want to ask you guys, I got 4 guys on the line now. I've got Vince, I've got Coach K, I've got the DC Bama, and I've got Calvi. There's a lot of Madden sites out there. And, we know these two guys are some of the best ballers out there. So clearly they're going to have a following. Clearly there's going to be a certain group of people that are going to flock to their website. I signed up just because I wanted to stay on top of what was going on, and I was like the 7th person to sign up. I went back today, and it was up to 43 already, and who knows what it's up to by now. But what do you guys think? Do we need – do you think the Madden community is yearning for another site on how to play the game of Madden? You know, do you think we need that?
No. I don't know. What's this website called?
I'm not going to plug it on the show. I'll tell you offline.
All right.
Is it like another lab?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lab.
Yeah, they're gonna sell tips, and they're gonna offer lessons, and they have forums, and you know, and again, I don't want this to come across as I have nothing against Secret, I have nothing against Problem, I wish them well, but I'm just saying in general, do any of you guys think that we need another site? You know, is this something that we need in the Madden community, or you know, what are your thoughts?
No, we don't need lessons.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting the lab. It's well and all for people, you know, who don't take, you know, who gotta go to work and, you know, gotta do this. You know, they're busy and don't have, you know, time to find schemes or whatever. But still, I mean, that takes, you know, me myself personally, I don't want nobody telling me, you know, what plays, you know, how to run it and this and that. You know, that's all the fun in that. You know, find your own scheme. You know, come with your own game plan. You know. So, I don't know. I wouldn't have another one.
Coach K. Oh, who is that? Bama?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's nice having tips, you know, but I guess my whole thing is don't ever run the same exact thing that another person is running, because if you really think about it, they're putting that out there for everyone to see. So, you know, try to make yourself different. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't see why you need another tip site, but if they can make some money off of it, you know, more power to them. But I guess we'll see with the supply and demand with them.
Well, you know, and I was gonna say, you know, I mean, again, this is, I don't want anybody out there listening thinking that this is haterade or anything. Hey, good luck to them. You know, if they can take their skills and turn it into another way to generate income, more power to them. But if these guys are still young, if they're gonna continue to play competitive Madden, I mean, are they really gonna disclose, you know, their schemes and their, you know, I mean, I can't imagine that they're gonna give.
They'll be old schemes of it.
Yeah, I mean, is it really going to be their best stuff?
They'll give their best stuff. It'll just be at the end of the year when there's no more tournaments left.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, I think that's, you know, par for the course for any other site that does, that gives out tips. And honestly, A lot of these sites, they cater to, you know, they'll give breakdowns of exact plays, but then also, if someone's really going to gain value from getting the guys from those sites, they'll understand that they're actually trying to explain concepts. So you're really not going to get your money's worth from those tips if you're not understanding that they're trying to explain a concept versus the exact breakdown of a certain play, or so on and so forth.
Right. You know, and the other thing that I want to say is, you know, and again, I'm older than most of the guys in the league. So the other thing that I want to say is, you know, I've been involved in a lot of training in my life, and, you know, whether it's been training that I've done or training that I've been a part of. And one thing that I've learned, I've gone to classes with people that were experts. You know, they're the best in their field. They're the top in their field, and now they want to show you how to be the top in their field. And I sit in the classes, and I have to fight not falling asleep, or I have to fight, you know, staying focused and being a part of what they're doing, because they're good at what they do, but they absolutely suck at showing somebody else how to do it. And I don't want anybody to assume that because you get a guy who's tops in the game and can play the game, that means that they can teach it or that they can explain or help you develop your skill. That's not a given. You know, certainly you might be able to pick up something, but don't put all your emphasis on what they do. You know, I it disturbs me sometimes when I see all of the money being generated by people selling schemes and selling, you know, the ebooks. And I think it's great, but I also think people have to keep things in perspective. And, you know, if you're struggling. I mean, early in the year, a lot of people, heck, even to this day, I struggle with the three-man line glitch from time to time, you know, different, you know, and if you find a place that you can, okay, you know, are there under center plays that you can do, you know, when they're blitzing you like that, you know, what formations give you better protection than others? I think those are the kind of things that you want, that you can find out. But as far as really developing complete schemes and just taking somebody else's scheme and then making it yours, I mean, I got to be honest. I played 11 games this season, and I'm tired of seeing you guys putting the wide receivers at fullback. I just think it's just – I'm just sick of seeing it. I am.
That was a big thing at Players Bowl.
Right. I mean, how much creativity does that take to take, you know, Calvin Johnson or Steve Smith or whoever and putting them at fullback?
Woo. Well, that's the audible down, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't
that an audible down?
It is. It's funny because back then, you know, me and Ben was labbing, and I would be the Ben, and he would be the Patriots labbing for, I think, the challenge, the man challenge, I think maybe in D.C. or whatever. And I'm like, Los, look at this, and I come out in full house. I mean, I come out like shotgun tight and audible down, and I have Devin Hester running back. And I'm like, you know, I had no clue, you know. I never got it from anybody. You know, just my own idea, you know. not knowing at the time, you know, they was running it at the Madden Challenge or whatever.
Okay.
And,
All right.
Star Wars is the best fullback in the game. Just want to let you know that.
But, you know, and I think, too, that the audibling down and, you know, having a wide receiver ending up as fullback. I mean, I guess it's just one of the necessary evils that come with, you know, the nano heat that's here this year. And if people want to run an under center offense, that's you know, this is one of the things that they have to do.
Yeah, I get it, but everybody's doing it. So why do I got to pay, you know, a guy $30 for an ebook that tells me to run a fullback at a wide receiver at fullback? I mean, that's my point, is that, you know, you really don't even, all you gotta do is just play the game and watch what your opponents are doing, and you'll pick up just as much watching what they're doing as you will buying any ebook or going on some of the sites where you gotta pay. Now, you know, there are places where you can go and get, you know, free tips, and I would highly endorse places where you can go and get free stuff, but there's a lot of people that are charging, and I mean, hey, I'm not knocking them. They're making a living, and they're making money, and there's a lot of people that are going to buy it, but don't assume that that's the only place you can go and learn how to play this game. Like I said, I played 11 games this season, and I recorded every single game, and I watched them back, and it's just amazing what people are doing to get their wins. It's, you know, I actually picked up something yesterday that I heard someone did at Players Bowl that I did today in a game to help me win. And it really wasn't even cheesy, but it was just a simple substitution that I did that I didn't even think of. And, you know, it helped me win a game today. So, you know, I didn't have to spend $30 on an ebook.
but, you know, at the same time, not everyone plays in the EIFL, and not everyone has access to the turning scene as we do. So, there's some people that don't have the time to find that. So, you know, those combined, you know, that's why, you know, they'll go ahead and get that ebook to, you know, to cut down all that time and, you know, take advantage of, opportunity to take a look at different things that they might not see on a regular basis.
Well, they should join the EAFL, then, shouldn't they, Coach?
<It should.
laughs> No, hey, like I said, I'm not trying to knock the books. Like I said, there's some quality sites out there that offer quality stuff, and more power to them. You know, we'll see what happens with the Problem and Secret site, but there are some quality sites out there that offer some quality stuff, and I do wish them well. I'm just poking a little fun. I want to thank Bama. For joining us again and staying on the line as long as he did. I want to thank Coach K for joining us. I want to thank Primetime King. I want to thank Calvi for joining us. Too Cool joined us earlier. Everyone in the chat room, everybody on Instant Messenger, and everybody out there listening for another two-hour successful EAFL radio. Check us out at EAFLMadden.com. And check us out real soon on sportsgamer.com. That should happen any day now. You can join any one of our league. Join our community. We look forward to having you. And just remember that the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.
Blog Talk Radio.